Welcome to Healthline 3. I'm Jade Bilexa. Thank you for joining us. Today, we're taking an in-depth look at hormone replacement therapy with Dr. Jaya McSharma of Shed It Weight Loss and Wellness. Thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Jaya.
Thanks for having me.
Yes. So excited to have you here again. And we want to remind our viewers out there to call us at 318-219-4569 with your questions. And just want to talk about the name, the brand.
Yes.
Real quick.
Some changes going on.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. So you're now Shed It Weight Loss and Wellness.
Yes. So we're Shed It Weight Loss and Wellness, and that may not seem like a big difference to a lot of people, but actually it's a huge difference in terms of what we're offering. So I think people know us pretty well for the weight loss part of what we do, but now we're really shifting, or I should say adding focus into the wellness, because we have said from the beginning, it's not just about helping you lose weight, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds, or whatever the goal might be. It's about the maintenance. It's about the longevity. So that's the wellness portion of it. And so that's kind of what we're here to talk about today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love that. And might I add, you look great.
Thank you. I should stand up. I don't know if we brought up my before and after, but yeah, I started my own journey with Shed It a year ago. I want to say late July of 2022. So yeah, a year and a couple of months, and whoops, my thing keeps falling off.
That's okay. Let me just pop that back in.
Live TV.
The earpiece just keeps popping out, but that just happens.
How y'all know it's
television.
Live and not pre-recorded.
Yeah, so I don't know why it just keeps popping out, but it's just kind of one of those days.
Got it. Yes.
Okay.
It's a Tuesday, but it feels like a Monday.
It sure does, doesn't it? I hear that.
But yeah, I think that what has been so powerful has been, I guess, the transparency of sharing our own journeys, because, I always make that joke. I'm not just the doctor. I'm always a client, like that Hair Club for Men commercial from the 90s. But I started at about 223 pounds, which was the heaviest I've ever been in my life. And I think that's a very relatable comment. Most of the patients that sit across from me in the clinic are like, this is the heaviest I've ever been in my life. And that was the same thing for me. I didn't even weigh that much when I was pregnant with mm-hmm. my son. And now I'm down to, on a good day, 170, on a pizza roll day, 175. But that loss of, 40 to 50 pounds, of course, is life-changing. I felt like it was changing my life after the first 20 pounds, honestly. But it's not just that. I can feel that my body is working better. I can feel the shift in my mindset, because our whole focus is really mind, body, and spirit. I'm on less medication overall, and life just feels like it has a lot more opportunities now than it did a year ago. And I think that Shed It Weight Loss and Wellness has been a fundamental part of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
absolutely. So today we're going to focus on the hormone replacement therapy. What is bioidentical hormone replacement therapy?
It's a mouthful.
It is.
That's why we call it BHRT. Mm-hmm. But it's just what it sounds like. So bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, what that means is, if you had a hysterectomy 20 years ago, 30 years ago, even the last 10 years, your doctor or physician may have put you on hormone replacement therapy, very common in women, especially because as we get older, we're not making as much estrogen as we normally do, as we used to do. And then when you get a hysterectomy, a lot of people will get an oral estrogen replacement, like Premarin, I think, was the huge one. My mom was on it for years. That is synthetic. It's actually mimicking what estrogen does. But bioidentical hormone replacement therapy means we are giving your body exactly what it lacks. It's not synthetic. It's not just like, it is what your body needs. And the reason that that's important is that when there's something foreign in your body, something it's not used to, your body reacts to that, right? Like, oh, there's an invader, or there's something here that doesn't quite make sense or doesn't fit. But when you give your body exactly what it needs, if you're low in estrogen and you get exactly the same kind of estrogen that your body is lacking, then your body accepts it immediately, uses it, and there's so much less risk, so many decreased adverse effects, and overall just a better sense of well-being. So that's all that to say, it's as real as you can get without your body making it yourself.
Mm.
That's probably the best way to put it.
How can this hormone replacement therapy help people?
Well, I think hormones are kind of a buzzword, but most people don't realize maybe how much hormones affect us on a daily basis. You know, if you ask the average woman, then of course it's like, oh, it's that time of the month, or I'm going through menopause or perimenopause. And those people in those situations know hormones are important. I mean, I feel like women, we know that hormones are important, right? Like it makes us feel a certain kind of way, especially 1 or 2 weeks before our period. There's also diagnoses like premenstrual syndrome, premenstrual dysphoric disorder, I think it's PMDD. So, but what most people don't realize, I don't think, is that hormones affect men, women, and people of any age. So it's not just about feeling low versus feeling energetic. It's not just about, you know, sex drive or low libido. Hormones affect everything. So from your metabolism to weight gain or weight loss, to how brittle your nails are, to the dryness of your skin, mood, irritability. I have a lot of people tell me, I just feel like I can't take one more thing on my plate. Like if you ask me to do one more thing, even if it's, you know, please go throw away that piece of paper, I just can't handle it. I'm just full. I cannot take more request right now. That could also be hormonal because your hormones control everything from your sex drive to your weight to your irritability factor to your metabolism. And so I think when people are thinking, oh, I'm just irritable, or oh, I just have anxiety, I've gained weight, or I have knee pain all of a sudden where I never had knee pain before, that could be your hormones. And so almost I think that part of any good wellness evaluation would be, let's check your hormones first, because if we can correct any imbalance in your hormone levels, then maybe you can avoid pharmaceuticals down the line that are just covering up the symptom but not really treating the root cause.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can you take hormones on birth control?
So we do actually ask when you do your hormone testing if you are on any hormones. So birth control is a big one.
Yeah.
But yes, the short answer is yes. We have to know what kind of birth control you're taking, how much estrogen or progesterone it might have in it. And then what we do at your consultation is say, okay, well, here are some of the ways that your birth control may be affecting your levels that you might not know. And then we ask the question, are you interested in getting off the birth control and just doing the bioidentical version, or are you interested in correcting these imbalances but staying on this form of birth control because you know it works well for you? So that is a very important consideration, and one of the first questions that we ask during the evaluation is, are you on birth control? Because obviously that affects your hormone levels too.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Yeah.
So at what age does our body stop producing certain hormones?
Yeah, may not like this answer, but it's like in your early 20s almost it can start, where, you know, you get to the age of 24 or 25 and all of a sudden you're actually not making as much hormones as you normally do. But that is kind of a natural evolution of us, mm-hmm. as we go through our early teens. But I think the most noticeable decline is when you get, maybe for most people, 40s would be the earliest, mid-40s, late-40s. We are seeing menopause happening earlier and earlier, which is very, I don't know if that's related to our diet or our culture, but we've even seen the onset of menses or periods happening earlier and earlier in young girls. Like when I was a little girl, you know, it was eighth, ninth grade when people were getting their cycles for the first time. And menopause was something that happened to people in their mid-50s and 60s. But now I think maybe because of birth control, maybe because of the processing of foods, maybe because of different things that have come out in the last 30 years, it seems to be happening earlier. So I'm 42 and I have several people my age who were already experiencing early menopause symptoms. So I'm not sure exactly what to attribute that to. I think it's probably a combination of factors. But yes, your hormone imbalance can start as early as your mid-20s. If you are someone with endometriosis, which is actually a very underdiagnosed disease, or PCOS, another one that's coming to more light, you could definitely have your hormones affected. And I would say even then, it's time to get them tested, even if you're still in your 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hello, Becky. Good afternoon to you. What is your question for Dr. Jaya?
Oh, hi. I just want to know if Medicare pays for the testing.
So, hi, Becky. Thank you for calling. Most of the time, what we find with Medicare and insurance companies is that they will pay for the blood testing or serum testing of hormones. But the most accurate way that we found to identify what your current hormone level is actually through the saliva. We will submit to your insurance, but we have not had a lot of luck with insurance actually covering the saliva test. Even though the technology has been around for two decades or longer, you know, insurance companies have a lot of explaining to do, Becky. It's like, I don't know about those guys. So if you go to your doctor, they will cover for sure the blood work. But when it comes to hormone treatment, I would very, very much advise to get the saliva test because that's going to be a more accurate diagnostic test. And whenever you're treating hormones, you want to make sure you're basing it on an accurate result. So, you know, we could try, but I haven't had great luck. So that's why we try to partner with labs like ZRT Labs that will give our patients a break if their insurance doesn't cover it. And you can pay out of pocket, I think approximately $155 is the cost of the test.
Oh, that's not bad. The other question I had is if I'm already on HRT.
Yes.
Then do I need to get off of it before I test?
No, not at all. You don't have to change anything about your current regimen. Another great question, Becky. Thank you for calling. But yes, yeah, so you just have to tell us exactly what you're taking. And that way we can compare what your current hormone levels are to the dosages of the hormone replacement that you're taking and then make adjustments based on that. But you do not have to get off any of your current medications, including hormones. The only thing that you can't do, I think, is use certain skin creams that might give abnormal test results. But as far as your daily medication, no changes whatsoever.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Becky. Thank you for calling.
Some great questions
from
Becky there.
Yeah, yes. I know. Thank you so much. Sometimes the callers know what I need to talk about better than I do. And those are great questions.
Sheila's on the phone.
Yay.
Good afternoon, Sheila. How can we help you?
How you doing?
Good.
Yes, I'm Sheila. I'm doing good. I was confused about this hormone because I was diagnosed with, well, I've had a hysterectomy. And I'm 65.
Okay.
And I had a problem with my hormones, and they came up with my thyroid. I never had a thyroid problem, but they got me on that Adrenaline for my thyroid, for my hormones.
Okay.
Is it a way? Yeah. Is it a way that I could see if I really have a hormone problem or?
Yes, absolutely. That's another great question. You know, the thyroid system is part of the endocrine system, which is, you know, all encompassing over your sex hormones, your cortisol, your thyroid. So they are very closely tied. So if you would want to come in and tell us exactly what you're taking, for you, Sheila, not only would we do the saliva hormone test, which checks your cortisol levels, your progesterone, your estrogen, and your testosterone, but I think for you, we would also do a full thyroid panel. To check your TSH, which is your thyroid hormone, your T3 and T4, which are your thyroid levels, and there's also another test called a TPO antibody test. Anyway, that's a lot of medical jargon, but basically we would get a very comprehensive thyroid panel for you through your blood work, in addition to the hormone testing through the saliva to give us a complete picture. And then I think that would really tell us of what's going on and what you truly need help with.
Okay, because what it is now, I am under a doctor for my thyroid.
Okay, yeah.
And like I say, I've been on this med for a long time. It seems to work.
Okay.
But I was just concerned about the hormone. It's supposed to, you know, have a level of my hormone in the thyroid, like you said.
Yeah. Are you seeing an endocrine doctor for your thyroid?
Yes.
Which doctor do you know?
Dr. Abril, but I see Brunette. I just had a testing done a couple of weeks ago, and I'm supposed to go in on Monday.
Okay.
And have it read to me and get it read and see what my levers are on it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we love working with the endocrine doctors. I think if it's Dr. Albritton and also Dr. Kimball Romari and Sammy Smith, we work with them all the time. So I'd be happy to work with Dr. Albritton to make sure that everything that you're doing is on board with what your goals are and what you need. But we're lady doctor friends. We go way back.
Okay. Yeah, so then I think I might speak with her on Monday, or should I just go ahead and make an appointment with you all?
Well, I think the best thing to do, you could definitely speak with her. All you have to do is come by our office, and the saliva test itself is only $20 for the kit. So you could stop by our office and pick up the saliva kit and get the test done. And then when the results come in, you could either go over them with Dr. Albritton or us, or we could collab for you and figure out that way. Collaborate, sorry, I abbreviated that. But we could work on it together for you, absolutely.
Okay, so where are you located?
We're at 2211 Shed Road, Suite B. It's the purple door in Bossier City. And if you need the address, you can also just go to shedit.com or call us at 318-746-3880. And Presley or Holly at the front desk can take care of you.
Okay. And you said that's 2021 Suite what? What was it giving me the address again?
It's 2211 Shed Road, Suite B. But I usually just tell people the purple door, because the green door is for the clinic next door, but you should also come see me at that clinic, too.
Okay. All right. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you, Sheila.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. So some good information there. So tell us about the saliva test. What is it looking for?
Yeah. So I had, again, I'm going to talk about myself again, but I had multiple tests to kind of try to figure out what was wrong, quote unquote, with me. I had years of like working out. I was doing CrossFit. I was doing keto, which, no, I need sandwiches. I can't do keto. And all my blood tests were coming back normal, which was very discouraging to me because I knew something was off, but the blood tests were telling me otherwise. So the saliva test just gives you a more accurate picture of what your cortisol levels are, estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone. And based on that, if you treat it based on the saliva test, you get much better, much more accurate results.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And Kathy, good afternoon to you. What is your question?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Yes,
how are
ma'am.
You?
I need to speak to someone about my eye surgery I'm supposed to be having done tomorrow.
Your eye surgery?
Cataract removal. Is this the eye clinic, Freeport Eye Clinic?
No, it's not. Today we're talking about hormone therapy.
Oh, no, ma'am. I dialed the eye clinic, and this is what I got.
Oh, okay. Right, sorry about you. Okay. Well, that's
but
okay.
I am a big fan of the eye clinic, too. Dr. Coleman and Dr. Shelby are my boys. So shout out to the cataract
Absolutely.
Guys.
Absolutely. They are great.
Yeah, they are
great.
They're great.
And, they always have some callers, and they give some great answers for our viewers.
Oh, yeah.
So we
yeah.
appreciate Kathy yeah. calling today. Okay, so once you get the test results back, what happens then? You go over them?
Yeah, so it's really it's a three-visit process. So visit one is the easiest, or maybe not the easiest, but the most important one, because let's say you were coming in to see me. On that first visit, all we would do is I would say, hey, Jade, here's your saliva kit. Here's how you use it, here's what it's testing for, and here are the expenses that you can expect. So basically it's $20 for the saliva kit, and then you're going to pay the lab for their processing fee, which is $155. So once you send that test off, they will email us as soon as they get the results. And then that's what we go over in the second visit, is what your results are. And then based on that, we give you all your treatment options. Of course, the most important thing is knowing what your goals are. And then based on that, we give you a recommendation in terms of either supplements or hormone replacements. And then we prescribe them to you, of course. They get shipped directly to your house. And then on visit three, we follow you up and see how everything's going and make adjustments as needed.
Okay.
Yeah.
And good afternoon, Michelle. What is your question?
Oh.
Okay.
We lost her.
We lost her, but please call back,
call
Michelle.
Call back, Michelle.
We'd love to hear from you. Okay, so so you get the medication shipped to you,
correct.
However you like it.
Right.
And then is this you said supplements?
Yeah, so, you know, some people, it depends. For example, you've heard of cortisol before. People call it the stress hormone.
Yes, and it's
or
in
the
stomach.
Weight gain hormone. Yeah,
oh.
So, yeah, it, whenever people talk about that belly fat, cortisol, I think Michelle's
okay,
back.
Okay, Michelle, how are you? Glad you called back. What's your question?
Hi, my question is there a vitamin or anything that could be taken over the counter to help with facial hair problems?
Like a too much facial hair or not enough?
Too much. I'm a lady.
Okay, well, I don't want to make any assumptions. I always like to clarify your goal. Yeah, so we would basically, do you know if that's based on a specific diagnosis like PCOS, or has anybody kind of done any workup to see what might be going on there?
No.
So there's lots of supplements over the counter that are good for hair stimulation and hair growth, but when it comes to having too much hair, it's really important that we determine the cause before we can do the treatment, because there's several different causes for it. Usually it's an imbalance either in the hormonal system, the endocrine system, and for a lot of people, a condition called PCOS, which is polycystic ovarian syndrome. So I wouldn't be able to recommend a supplement right away without knowing the cause, because we would want to treat the root cause for the excess hair growth and then follow up to see how you're doing. So I'd be really interested to see what your levels would be through that saliva hormone test. And there's also other levels like DHEA and then testosterone is mentioned, that when they are off, they can produce too much hair. And so then we would basically prescribe you blockers that can block those things from happening so that you're not overproducing anymore and you go to a normal level. But that's just me kind of guessing. I would definitely want to do concrete evidence and testing on you before we made any recommendations. Is it all over or just kind of more on the face?
More on the face.
Kind of
the chin.
Okay. Have you ever had any kind of hormone testing or ever suspected you could have something going on like PCOS or anything like that?
No.
Okay. Well, come by. I don't want to make any recommendations for that without kind of diving deeper into your history and knowing what it could be before we make a recommendation. But that is a condition that we call hirsutism, H-I-R-S-U-T-I-S-M, in case you want to Google it. But we'd be happy to do like a thorough history and physical on you and then make recommendations if you want to give us a call.
Okay, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Michelle. Thank you for calling. Hair is a big deal.
Okay.
Too much or not enough of it. I mean, either one can be very, very devastating and stressful for people.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah. Hair loss is usually a very common side effect or symptom of not having balanced hormones or even having an inactive or hypoactive thyroid. Even with weight loss, people are losing their hair, which is actually another condition called telogen effluvium. Say that three times fast.
I can't even say it once.
But, you know, when you lose a significant amount of weight, 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, hair loss for 6 months after you lose the weight is very common and can take up to 6 additional months to start growing the hair back. So I do have a lot of patients on semaglutide or tirzepatide who, have noticed some thinning hair, including myself. And so our main recommendations for that are, you know, get your protein in, get your fiber in, a good multivitamin. And the only over-the-counter medication that I've seen recommended by my dermatology colleagues has been Nutrafol, Nutrafol. But that takes up to 90 days for you to start seeing, you know, like the baby hairs growing back in. But hair loss or too much hair growth can be a real downer when you're trying to feel good about yourself, you know, especially for women. I mean, hair is really important to us.
Yeah, I mean, we all take pride in our hair.
That's right.
For sure.
Yeah.
So I guess we were talking about the saliva test, of course. So I guess that would be the first step in
That's
finding
the first
out
step.
In estrogen and,
yeah,
and the hormones and such. So I guess I've seen some websites where you can just order hormones, like say I just think that I'm on estrogen. Is
right.
that recommended or should we always have a doctor?
I would always have a doctor for sure. And you want it to be an MD or a DO because you know, not disparaging any other fields, but those are going to be the licenses or the experts, the degrees that are really have received the training to know that when you're treating hormones, there are all these risks and benefits that you have to present to the patient to get the complete picture. For example, there are certain kinds of estrogen that increase your risk of breast cancer, and there are certain kinds of estrogen that decrease your risk of breast cancer. Same thing with blood clots. A lot of people, if you are on any form of birth control or synthetic hormone replacement therapy, it can increase your risk of a blood clot. So it's important to not take over-the-counter products unless you have discussed them with your provider, because the last thing any of us want to do while we're trying to feel better and do better for ourselves is give ourselves an increased risk of breast cancer or blood clots or you know, uterine cancer, ovarian cancer. These are all very real things that we need to discuss, including your family history, before we decide what treatment is best for you. But that's why we partner, if you may have seen our Healthline from like 2 weeks ago, we partner with Kylie Vadrine from Boudreaux's New Drug in Lake Charles, because she is a PharmD, and she is almost, you know, exclusively one of the top tier PharmDs in the entire state for hormone replacement therapy. So she only uses compounds that are not carcinogenic, meaning if you're getting it from her store shipped to your house, we're always going to use the formula that does not increase your risk of heart disease, weight gain, blood clots, or any kind of cancers. But I can't necessarily say the same for a website, you know, or an over-the-counter product. I just saw Amazon is like, you can go on there and get a diagnosis and a prescription on Amazon. I have no idea how that's working yet. I mean, I'm all about increasing access to good medical care for people, but you know, when it comes to things that you're putting in your body, make sure you are seeing a provider you trust. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
You know, and we can also make recommendations for over-the-counter supplements that we know are good, because that's, you know, a whole different ball game. There's so many products, but none of them are tested or FDA regulated. So it can be very overwhelming when you're trying to feel better about yourself and you're on Facebook and then all of a sudden you see this picture of like, you know, a glowing woman in her 50s and like, I take this supplement, and all of a sudden you're like, okay, well, all I have to do is click and I'll have this in my mailbox tomorrow and I'll start feeling better. So I understand that appeal, but don't do it unless you've spoken to a provider that you trust.
Yeah, there's just so much out there.
There's so much out
there. The marketing tools out there, like you mentioned. I mean,
yeah.
Some of those products you want to click and buy, but don't do it.
Don't do
it. Do your research.
Do your research. You want to know that what you're putting in your body is safe for your body.
Mm-hmm. And so let's talk about this. I mean, the hormone therapy, just this sounds like a great service you guys are offering. And
right.
We've gotten some good calls today. But tell us what other weight loss services Shedit offers.
Yeah, so that's the weight loss part of Shedit. And so currently we have four different treatment protocols that are very popular. The first one is semaglutide, which is the version of Ozempic or Wegovy that you may have heard. So that is a weight loss injection that you take once per week, and then you come and see us every month so we can either adjust the dosage if needed or troubleshoot any side effects that you might have. And that's another thing where you could probably see an ad online that, hey, just click here and we'll send your weight loss medications right to you, and you know, you don't even have to see a doctor. Well, I would say you should see a doctor, because these weight loss medications are wonderful, but you've got to be educated on the risks. I mean, pancreatitis, stomach paralysis, gastroparesis, constipation. It's just good to know what the risks are before you take something.
Mm-hmm.
We also offer tirzepatide, which is the generic for Mounjaro. That's also been very popular. That's also a once weekly injection. If you're an adolescent between the ages of 12 and 17, the only one that we do is semaglutide, because that's the only one that's FDA approved for adolescents. And I am seeing some teenagers, and we're having great results. So that's been very gratifying. And then if the injections aren't up to speed, we also have oral medications and supplements that are given based on what your history is and what's appropriate for you. So just come and see us. We've got a plan for everybody.
Yes. And tell us where people can find you.
Absolutely. So you can visit our website at shedit.com. That's S-H-E-D-I-T.com. You can call us at 318-746-3880, or you can just stop by, say hi at 2211 Shed Road, Suite B, the Purple Door in Bossier City. We always have a lot of fun there. We've got samples of our favorite products for you to try, and you can just walk right in and book an appointment with us.
Well, it's been so much fun, as usual.
Yeah, it just flies by with you.
It does. We have a good time. And thank you for joining us for this Healthline 3. We'll see you next time.